the love, so that he encourages us that, أصل العقد بمخلوق. The problem is, if you ask people if they have tithes, 95% say we have tithes. If you ask, you have to hold something to pay them, 90% have to pay them. Range of 80, 70, that is mostly it's a holist for most people. As a person, you're about machlekes. That's not me. Minnesotans? About Minnesotans. Can't say I'm over the top, but I'm a God's final match. This is what most people hold. And if you come to speak to people not to be about machlekes, to be about Minnesotans, he says he is. No. He has a bigger list to take care of before he's going to take care of this. And the mistake is that 99% of the Balei HaMachlekes were also not Balei HaMachlekes until they came to the Machlekes. The Midas that are not good, that caused the Machlekes, that caused the badness, that we see Klal Yisrael every time it burns, Chalokim, Chalokim, Miklal Yisrael. Everyone has it inside himself. And if you don't work on yourself, not to be a Baal Machlokes, not to have that bad meter, so you're dear. The Baal is Nishgiben Nagia. No, I have friends from all of the years. 95% of them, when it came to them, they got involved in Machlokes, fully Baal HaMachlekes. Yechidim, I could see that they manage to stick out from being a Baal HaMachlekes. So, and when the guy's a Baal HaMachlekes and you don't want to talk to him, it's no one to talk to. It's Hashem Shemayim, it's the guy's the Rosh and the Rusha. It's no one to talk to. So when you work at it, when the guy's a Baal HaMachlekes, there's no one to talk to. When he's not a Baal HaMachlekes, there's no one you want for him. This is the reason, Be'etzer, the Achlote and the Dibur to fight the Machlekes and not to be about Machlekes and to manage, because you have to work on yourself when you're not inside the Machlekes, when you're not a part of the Machlekes, when you're standing outside, when you're a regular guy, and you work on yourself not to be a Baal HaMachlekes. Again, Ba'is Toysif is a special Adlo'i, Kekir, Bekadosh, Bekanazor, Lepana HaMachlekes. It's fine, writes on it. Ba'is Toysif is a terrible Zach, it's not another Zach. Yeah? Another Midero. What is exactly that Midero HaMachlekes? What is exactly this? First time machlekes, or Kodesh Baruch Hu sent us a machlekes, El Shechino Shruya B'Yisrael. How a person works on himself to buoy himself that he doesn't become a Baal Machlekes, he wins a machlekes. So over a couple of times, the Maisa was. That's a song, it's one of the biggest Hasidus. I don't want to say the details of the name. It was a huge machlekes. Huge machlekes. The matzah in that machlekes was, it was a very group, big group of the Hasidus. They were not following, they didn't have to follow. It was very achloted and by night, and they're kicking out all the kids from the moistness, from everything. And I knew for sure that all these kids will go over there. There's no shine about it. The father and everyone's kicking out of the shul. So I came home, it was 12 o'clock by night, and I heard about it. So I told my wife, you know, our parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu goes over, as a mitzvah, b'kan shmechasim, you have to mechasim not to make a machlekes. I have to stop this machlekes. I thought it was time to get involved, you know, people get involved, then they're the ones, everyone hates them and then. And now they need to do nothing. I waited till 1 o'clock, Moshe fell asleep. 1 o'clock, I called the house, the head of the group, and Gilad, they were not following the leader. I asked if I could speak to him. He said, he's not available, he's not home. Don't want dirty. He's not home. About 2 o'clock, he's not home. I told his wife, I need to speak to him. Get home. She said, I can't. I said, you know, the wife of Oyman Pellis is the same Oyman Pellis as they stay. You have to be the wife of Oyman Pellis. I said, I'm a very rich guy. Wealthy, tremendous, I have a lot of money. I buy houses, planes, hotels, real estate, and I buy machlokes also. I'm interested to buy it. You make a meeting that your husband with all of the head of the machlokes will be in the house, 3 o'clock by night, with cake and l'chaim, I'm coming. That was, I said, we don't want to lose. Organized that everyone will be there. I in the meantime made a research for what a machlekes started. The head of the machlekes. We had an argument. Not all those money, yeah? Not that he's asking for the money, but the ma'isa, you know, money found this again, yeah? You know, I don't want you to find out what he lost, you know, there and there. So I had the amount of the numbers for Suda. Uga had some money in my house and belonged to someone. I took that money, I borrowed it with him, without permission for sure. But I borrowed the money, I had the big suitcase, and I came to the house. Came to the house, I walked in, I said, I'm a rich guy, I live in Manhattan, I buy everything. I buy cars, planes. I buy machlokes, I want to buy it out. So I have a condition. So one guy gets up. I'm sorry, I think we missed the captain. I said, it's so interesting. Every place I go in the world, people say, I look like. So we come and say, sorry, you know. But I can do it. Everyone says, I look exactly like you. Well, I can do it. So I said, I have a deal, you know. I want to, that no one could talk, no one could do. I said, and if someone talks, all the money goes back to me. Well, stop. All of you guys, you finish. From tonight, it's over. Oh, you don't talk to no one, you're ever. And you know, when I'm talking, you know, I took out, I made a pile of money on the table. I said, you could take it. Remember, if you talk, even if mistake, not mistake, you have to give me back the money. The money disappeared from the table for sure. And, you know, I would get up, was a joke. Dancing. I went to Sam in the morning, I went to listen, you know, that this medish, what the Olam are talking, you know. Couldn't recognize it. I wanted to hear. The only thing I heard that I was speaking about the big mitzvah of the Rebbe, and the guy came in the middle of the night and brought out the other side. That when I heard, I, you know, I said, oh, that's mitzvah of the Rebbe. That's the only thing that I didn't like about the story. What is the fun? So then I called, then I had a lot of money. So I called, someone asked me, he's marrying all his kids, he wants to pay some chasnas. So I said, I have a bigger mitzvah. So I paid some chasnas. Here's 20 families. Could buy the source of saving 20 families. And he gave me the whole money. So I got back the money, and I paid it back to people that I had to pay it back to. But what is the chat? When I came and I wanted to buy them out, without them realizing, yeah, I'm not saying a lot of videos, you know, that they not come out what and how. People would come into the machlekes, they could kill their families. They could do everything. For no reason. Because machlekes has a crack of a fire. Pulls you, you get injured, and you can't stop. The shaila is how a person protects himself from not becoming a Baal Machlokes. Not becoming a Baal Machlokes. That is a shul. And there's two sides. And you take a side. So, Prabhupada said, you become a Baal Machlokes. And this is what happens to Etzim in life, Alamo. You know, Shiva, a shul, a camp, it doesn't make a difference where it is. And there's two sides. And in default, you become a machlokes. See, it's very hard to be mad in the middle. So the first thing is the Etzim. What the wife of Oyin Ben Peles told. Why don't the fellas told him, other Kerechot or Moshe, you for sure not. So why are you going? Now, it sounds so simple that the Kiru sounds like 250,000 people were cuckoo. I would say they were cuckoo, only Chazal say Rosh is Sanhedrin, so other I don't hold from Sanhedrin anymore. She told him, Rosh Nechashman, it's other Kerechot or Moshe. If for you, Michael Kteris, you for sure going to die. It's no Shiloh about it. A good idea, he stayed in there. The other guys are guys that learn more from everyone in the world you all know. Rosh Hashanah is the time that Moshe Rabbeinu is Abshah Mudabili Hashem, Abhidei, Yom Chatzit Chaim, everyone you can put inside doesn't come to a toe if Rosh Hashanah Dros is the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rosh Hashanah Dros. Not what? 250 Rosh Hashanah Dros are standing there. So, literature is something behind it. The Tavid Rabbi says, "I need to make it clear." So on the Pillar's wife didn't say nothing to him. So one of the two is wrong. Other she stand time the luxury time. It was not a reason. They wanted the Makir Chosh to be killed with Hashem. But I love Hashem anymore. So what she said to him? And if her answer is not a real answer, and if it is a good answer, how 250 Rosh Hashanah Dros could slip in such a little zach? But the answer, this is the oimek in the beginning of finding the machlokes. Lemoshol, sometimes you have machlokes. Even if the machlokes is almost everything dirty. I don't mean nothing, I'm just trying to speak in the air. And you schmooze with someone, your mamish don't hold from one side, and your mamish schmooze out the other side. Now, you're not standing in a gutter somewhere that because of what you're saying now people will listen. You're not in the age that people really count the signatures on the paper or not, yeah? Why you mamish can't stand when you speak with the other person? That is the etzim kerechim. For sure, they had it as a cheshbon. Why they'll be matched with those? One day, Moshe said, "Ros, it's all true." But the bottom line was, a little tzuyah kerech would not fight with Moshe. They will have a reason to come to Makir Kteris or not. I guess almost all of the Yisrael was that if you Makir Kteris, you come close to Hashem, even if you die, the man says to his Kaddish, and then he doesn't have you. And doesn't have you. But the Yisrael is no Makir. You also don't need just Makir Kteris to blow up the Shemayim, no. So she answered him that the Emes we're not going to Makir Kteris because the Makkah Teres. The Makkah Teres because you're fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu. You're anyway not going to be the Makkah. So the middle, your reason is not a reason. The other place when a person is in a Machlokes is to realize all of the reasons are Lashem Shamayim. All of the reasons are good. But what you're doing now, be'etzem, what shaykhis to what you believe in, that guy is a shaykhis. go down to the street, I saw how much shkots in a deer. Why are you not so angry with them? Achut for they speak against Rabbanim. You know how much fire people speak against Rabbanim? And you invite them to the house, and you do kiruv for them, and you dance with them, and you say hello to them. Why are these people you can't stand? You're right, they wrong. But the koyach of machlekes takes out, brings out from you to makti and fight not for the right reason. Again, your reasons are true. Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh will not be makti to stop. They had a cheshbon. But that cheshbon without the machlekes would never take place. What I managed to do in that case, you would know the case, you would not believe that this, the Kogdainian, you know, it's 50 years, not allowed to say this. But I managed to realize, that the Shemaya, the Oymik, if the head, the time is well, Yenem is Nishkin Rob, Yenem is Nishkin Poisek, the deepest, the number one was, he lost X amount of money. I knew that. If I would tell him, I heard you lost money, he would say, that much can go. I didn't pay him because he lost money. I like to buy machlokes. I buy everything that moves, I buy. Pitom, the amount of money that he lost didn't exist. Pitom, the reason of the machlokes didn't exist. Now, he's blind. He's convinced himself he's not fighting for X amount. For six numbers of, you know, he's not fighting for that. It's not what he wants. But Peter on the 6 months, so the Nagia stops. A neighbor takes out a porch. It's all happening the whole time. The whole building becomes a casket. The chutzpah, does not have permission to do the roof. This is the garden, it's not his. The guy is a Rosh Hashanah Mushkif everything. But the nice thing is that he took a piece. So you tell a Rosh Hashanah, he will take the roof, he will pay every people man. People will not remember that he's a bad guy. Now the member, they came into the building, he had machzolas, and he hits here, and he yells here, and the whole level. This is the Kiyah of Machlekes. Kiyah of Machlekes is, you're upset on one thing, but instead, if being upset on that little thing, why am I saying that? You have to know that the same thing happens in Shabbos. Your bochum would have the first place you see the machlekes is when you get married. You get upset on one thing, everything blows up. The same way, you find all the chesronos. The Moshe have a chavrusa that drops you in a disgusting way. I don't know if it happened to you or not. It happens to most of us, no? Ever happened to you? Happens to all of us. And the minute until he drops you, he's the best guy, right? When he drops you, remember that he was never good. He was every time bad. All of us, this is the terror of a person. It's not a chisaron, because you're not going to fight with him. You're just going to live with someone else now. But not every time, everything turns to become a chisaron. But the terror of the person is, when Kolev tried to convince Klal Yisrael that he's in the side of the Meraglim, what is the shaykh? This is one of the arguments you're up against Eretz Yisrael, this against Eretz Yisrael. It's a serious discussion here. Till then, everyone was happy with Moshe Rabbeinu. But now with the fighting in Moshe Rabbeinu, what is the shaykh? Oh, no, 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 more times than Moshe Rabbeinu. That was that. There he said, Kolev. But what Kolev understood? What we want to have for sure. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu taught that Eretz Yisrael was good. He was convinced that it was good. Well, he sent people to check it. They came back and said, Moshe, you're wrong. Two people think that Moshe is right. So there's an argument. Moshe is something bad about Moshe. He was convinced that Eretz Yisrael, we got bad information now. But now, Klal Yisrael Chole, they want to hear about the Yizubi, Vados, and the Mubadawa, and the Vatsa, Herodotus. This was the way to open a machlekes with Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything is wrong about it. Elish can tell me chofer, he's a mushas, he's a bad guy, he thinks about himself, he's selfish. People don't want the Rav Yoshua. He never comes, he never does, he hear the list. What happened? Peter, everyone remembers that he was never good and they were never happy. That is the koyach ba'etzev of machlokes. If a person will manage, and every time when he has a fight with his friend, when he has a disagreement with his friend, put it down. To mitzamtzem what exactly happened. He dropped it. In a very disgusting way. It's not a term. You know what? The mind says he tried it 4 times to hint that he wants to stop. And every time I brush them off. So he didn't find a way. I think what he did with Noch Alz is Nishma Seri. He break the machlokes. If I would be him, I would do the same. I also want to drop the chavrus. In my case, it's different for sure. Yeah. But now, I'm telling you, if you don't train yourself to think like that, what is the room in it? I ask them all of a sudden, it's a guy who did it, it's cat, cat, get every day shadows. It smells and it's dust and it's young, it's mamish. I ask them, what if you would be the guy, how you're expecting the idol to treat you? What do you expect? Love is of use. You have a slow, Hashem made you with a slow, what do you do? The guy said, I will take 2 showers a day. Yeah, that's the first answer of God. I'm telling you, I found out the guy takes 4, it doesn't help. What do you want? I don't know. I said, okay. Well, why are you not telling me the other guy? One third, it's Bogut Mimanusa. If you don't work on yourself, it's moving with other Machabay. And the son of the son of the Lord. If you don't try to change that Teva, people have machlekes in different things. And the shmuz against the other side, they don't enjoy nothing, it's nothing. It doesn't change nothing in the machlekes. And then some of them will manage to convince 3 people on their side. There's machlekes 50% in class or against 50% in class. So, and the guy dashed it on his side. You know, you convince 3 more people, no difference. The other side has every day people born on that side. Anyways. Now, he's not active in the machlekes. I heard from Chatzke Levinshtein, he said, Il molir meroi shir malchus ish esra'e yuchayim lo. Without the government, human beings will kill each other. So today we really see it in ISIS. See, the people attack it, and let's live and let's die in the animals. A person bends his animal, he's not in the Nazis. We see it in ISIS. Because the guy has an answer in Shem Shemayim. And now the Machlekes lets him do what he wants. He starts to destroy the world. He will kill and hug him and spoil and fight. What is clever about it is, we see God's Moshe Rabbeinu is scared that God's Klal Yisrael will be pulled into the machlekes of Korach. Why? Why? The Korach of machlekes is so strong, so magnetic, pull people into it, that you can't stop yourself. Then what's a modern government? Take 100 people and make that as a machlekes, attend it. Give it a couple days, there'll be 50% on every side. other will say, okay, these two people are fighting, why not Oyelam will take sides? Right, no one will talk to them, but you'll take two people, they'll start to try to make an argument. Everyone takes sides. Is a teva, Hashem made him says, Amido Ro, that is called Machloikas. Moshe Rabbeinu is clear that the Gans Klal Yisrael will stand against him. Gans Klal Yisrael will stand against him. Where is the Oile? Ba'etzim it says in Chazal. Everything I said is a Chazal. Chazal say, why Korach did it? Niskanu b'nesi Yisrael Yisrael Alitzot. Shtiru Kaya, Nesi Yisrael 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 Yisrael. So what was the answer to the jealous? Moshe Nishkenovi, Nishkenteri, Mashamayim, the Machlek is started. What I told you, this will happen by Kerach himself. That's all I said. What happened to Kerach? I can't see a little shtala. He didn't get a shtala. He felt he deserves to get it. He couldn't help himself. A person has to know, a lot of times he has a jealousy. And he sees that the jealousy is going to follow him to have a place. Go to discuss it with someone. Father, or brother, I'm jealous. I'm feeling myself in jealousy, I don't know what to do. And the minute that you take it out, it stops to be a place. In the minute that it's out of your stomach, in the minute that it's out of the stomach, it's out of the system. The machlokes is not there. I'm saying this is what I did then. I just gave the money to Negev. Kilo of chab koyach. I was like, I have your stomach. Without Kerach music, the Machlokes will disappear. I saw it once in Chush, and I can't explain to you how big I saw it, so I got that message on the scroll. So again, the first thing is to learn to judge what is exactly bothering you, what exactly happened. The guy is disgusting, he dropped it, right? No, the other guy is disgusting, he beat up someone yesterday. When someone else drops someone else's harusa, one of your friends dropped his harusa, you also decide he's such a disgusting person you can't talk to him anymore, no. So there's no shaykh as to what he did. If you manage to put it and to catch it, to say this is what is bothering you, but then it doesn't go out. The second thing is, you go over to discuss someone. I'm jealous of him. I'm so hurt. What to do? Now, if you don't work on yourself, I know it's very hard to work on yourself. When you work on yourself and these little things, even you say, what a shaykh is the machlokes, I'm just jealous that he dropped me. I'm just jealous that he kicked me out. And the guys go away for Shabbos meal, they didn't invite me. So, it's not my friend. Now, Kubitaki doesn't deserve to be a friend. I think we can invite you to go to a hotel, stop the game. But it's a Mazunda Rishmuz, yeah? But I'm not saying every time you have to be, you know, the Nemeth like a guy that people can step on you the whole time. Don't mix with this. But if you can work on yourself to say, listen, I didn't invite you, I'm changing a friend, when you will be older, you will fight your own, you will fight your enemy, you will fight. When it doesn't fit me, I took a left. Again, I'm not saying sometimes you can. I find out that I'm attacking on my friends and he had reasons he couldn't invite me. One of those guys that his uncle is doing the ultimate student doesn't want me to come. Same. No, he had to stand and fight for me. How much you fight for him based on the show? But it happens. You know, you have families where the uncle comes to the chuppah. He doesn't get a bracha. He takes his whole family and they leave the chassid. Diana Goris last week. Last week I came to, last week, I think I will leave you. You know that? I came to my father. And you laugh at me. Why are you laughing? Such a bizarre thought that everyone survives twice. I'm not an uncle. If I'm not an uncle, I don't have to be there. It sounds very simple. And he sounds sick. There's no one to talk to. His wife wasn't bad. His kids weren't bad. There was nothing more to do. Everyone left. Stop it. Why? So you're laughing at him. He was sensitive on that. He was sensitive to something else. The same. But you, the keyword of the Bach and the Chup is not so important. Wait to get to that age and we'll decide then. That is the way to measure if you're uncle or not. All the other three uncles got. So I went to ask the other side what was the trap. Told him we do this. The other uncles, if they will not get a Bach, they will do terrible. We told him he's good. And they thought that the family there in my studies, you know, they have been, but they thought all those three are the terrible ones. One said, forget it, the other one will not get it, he will stay it through over the chasar. But what I'm trying to explain is, it's stupid things, but it happens to everyone. It happens to every family. And every family. As Tabitha said once, when you're young, the covenant dad is very not big. It's the friends. Very rich friends. When you're older, you have families, you have that, you can't. Davin and Ashur. You do a Kiddush and someone else does a Kiddush the same way. The Rav goes first and the other Kiddush. And the Rav only can go to one first. It becomes Ice Rav. Ice Rav. Ice Rav. But what he can do? Two people are doing Kiddush that week, he only can be in one. And what happens is, the first Kiddush, most of the people come. You know, when he comes to the other one, it's like only 20 people left. It's very not Mishmar, right? But this is life. If we train ourselves when you're young, it doesn't bother me. I manage. I'm hurt. I understand. So if I would tell you that the guy started to go to the rug, you would think he's crazy, right? If you're standing from outside, you will be that guy. You will see there's no one to talk to. No one to talk to. And you will be the guy that's no one to talk to. And I'm telling you, if it doesn't help, you say, okay, well, it will happen to me, I'll remember the Shmuel. No. If you will get used to doing it when you're young, when you're a kohen, so when you'll be older, but it's a shame, you'll manage to try to do the Gantz Shmuel.